Belly up. Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Friends, I'm speaking to you today in behalf of the Bob and Ray Multifarious Enterprises, Incorporated. As you know, we supply homes, restaurants, and business houses with various foods, delicacies, and tidbits.
Yes, folks, we're in the business of providing goodies for the table, and no product is too much trouble for us to obtain. Right now, however, we're faced with a problem.
Yes, folks, in our endeavor to bring you the best, we've overreached ourselves this time. You see, this is the fall season, and at this time of year, there's one delicacy that you folks desire. And that's good old apple pie.
There's nothing, folks, like good old apple cider, and there's nothing like too much good old apple cider. Now, we have here at our cider press, just opposite Howard Johnson's, a huge vat of good old apple cider, containing approximately 1,500 gallons of good old apple cider.
Right, and to be perfectly frank, folks, this cider hasn't sold the way we thought it would.
Hurry up, Bob.
It hasn't sold the way we thought it would, and as a result, it's working a little bit.
Yes, folks, it's working, which is more than we can say about ourselves. And when cider works, you see, it has a tendency to expand.
Good old nature at work.
Now, of course, this 1,500-gallon vat we have here is a good stout vat. But just to play safe and not have any trouble with Howard Johnson, we're willing to sell this cider right away for the low, low price of 75 cents a gallon.
Take it fast, Frank.
Now, as I said, you can have this cider at the low, low price of 65 cents a gallon. Just drive into our cider press opposite Howard Johnson's and pick up a gallon of good old cider for 50 cents a gallon.
Make it 2 bits. It looks bad.
Think of it, folks. 25 cents a gallon for genuine apple cider.
What's the big time, Ray? 10 cents a gallon.
10 cents a gallon for... Yeah, folks, come on, take it away. Hello? Yes, Howard. Yes, Howard. I'll be glad to make the announcement. Folks, Howard Johnson's is now located 2 blocks east of its former site.
Well, howdy, Bob and Ray.
Hello, Jax.
How's everything going with you?
Would you like a little cider? We have just...
I'm up to my knees in it here.
Yes, we're selling it loose today.
Well, that's fine, but I don't think I need any.
Say, Bob.
Yeah?
How about enrolling Tex in some school or something, huh?
I think that'd be a good idea. How much money have you got, Tex?
What's that?
How much money do you have on your person right now?
Let's see. $8.60.
$8.60.
$8.60, I got.
That will just about cover your initiation fee into the Bob and Ray School.
That's right.
Anything you'd like to study?
Well, I don't know. I always thought I might like to be a milkman.
A milkman?
That's exactly what our school is all about.
Isn't it funny? He hit right onto it. Tomorrow morning, sharp, about 9 o'clock, we'll open up the doors of the Bob and Ray School and start in on the milkman course.
You mean you'll teach me to be a milkman?
That's right. And will you bring some more money with you tomorrow? Because we'll have to give out rulers and pencils and paper.
Oh, supplies for the thing, huh?
That's right. Now, you see, the $8 and how much did you say?
60 cents.
Yeah, $8.
Well, I've got to have car fare to get back to the rooming house.
Oh, you do?
That'll cost me a dime.
Uh-huh.
Well, the 50 cents is actually the initiation fee.
The 10 cents, of course, we need ourselves for handling. How far away?
Well, I'll give you the dime tomorrow if you want.
No, we'd better have it tonight.
You better have more than that tomorrow because there will be some extra expenses that we'll think of between now and then.
Oh, we teach you in this school text how to read the...
What do you teach me in this school?
Well, notes. Notes that women leave in bottles, you know, for...
How to read them notes.
Extra cream. How to keep those bottles quiet, milkman.
Say, this sounds real good. I never realized you fellas had a school like this, but I know you're well equipped to teach most anything.
So if you'll just stand up there at the end of the studio and sign your name on the book, we'll roll through the cider and
wait over there for us, will you?
Right after the show. Okay, Tex?
All right, that's fine. I'll be here at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
That's a terrible thing to do. I know what you're doing. You're extorting $8.60 from...
This is Mary Magoon, friends, if you haven't met her before.
Yes.
What do you mean we're extorted? We have a school.
You don't have any school.
Well, I know,
you
but
know
we're going to have...
tomorrow you're going to have classes canceled because of bad weather or something and forget to give him the money back. I don't think it's fair.
Well, he's very forgetful himself.
I'm
going to
go over and tell him right now.
No, don't tell him, please. Well, anyway, right now as a public service, we have a short feature for you who haven't been able to hear all of the radio shows on the air this past week.
Namely the commercials, friends, and since the testimonials are a vital part of American advertising, we'll bring you up to date now on some of the top flight testimonials that you may not have caught.
Now, first, last Monday night on the Philip Sturdley dinner party program, Barry Campbell, famous movie star and soon to be seen in the film Lassie Go Home, had this to say.
Philip Sturdley's have that easy, smooth, deep-down taste. After a busy day under the Klieg lights, there's nothing like a cool, refreshing, thirst-quenching Philip Sturdley for me.
Thank you, Barry Campbell, and we'll be looking for you in your new Repulsive Pictures release.
Then on Tuesday night, Mr. Vonman Rowe, well-known orchestra leader, said,
"My band plays sweet, but there's nothing sweeter than a rich, gooey mouthful of Dr. Small's molasses bar. Now, 6 cents at all stores, 7 if they can get it."
On Wednesday, you might have missed this testimonial.
Ruth Blurg, registered spot welder, said,
"Falling hair is no longer a problem to me. It's all gone now."
And on a program just this morning, we asked thousands of practicing physicians what cigarette they smoked. We said, "Doctor, what cigarette do you smoke?" And his answer, 8 out of 10 times, was,
"The cigars, and that'll be $10 for the visit."
Now we turn to the trio for our big song from The King and I today.
Yes, sir. The song offered by the Paul Tubman Trio, Getting to Know You. Done, fellas.
We've been asked to make the following announcement by the dean's office.
Will the students who carried off the goalposts after last Saturday's game please return them at once to the stadium as Captain Grzynski is waiting to kick a field goal in today's practice.
Thank you.
That'll be just dandy if you'll do that.
We have a morning-type radio program today that we thought we would go over a little bit.
Well, why don't we do it right now, huh?
All right.
Now, friends, it's time to play that wonderful game All America plays every morning at this time. Ladies, grab your seats. Lovable Larry Lovefriend.
Thank you, Joe. Hello there, Joe, and good morning, ladies, everywhere, coast to coast, and all over the country. It's really wonderful being here. We're all enjoying breakfast. And we've got a wonderful list of contestants all lined up. We're going to have fun on the program, answer a few questions, maybe win some prizes, who knows. But I doubt it. Joe, who's our first guest this morning?
A lovely lady, Larry, all the way from Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska, huh? Hello there. How are you, Mother? Will you speak right up so everybody out
hello
in Omaha...
Hello there.
Everybody out in Omaha wants to hear you. What's your name, please?
Guinevere L. Sturdley.
Mrs. or Miss?
Mrs. Sturdley.
Mrs. Sturdley of Omaha...
And I've listened to you every morning.
Oh, that's wonderful. You say you've listened to us every morning out there in Omaha.
Yes,
How old are you? Would you mind telling us?
Well, I'll be 94 years... In November of this year.
94?
November 14th.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And do you work or go to school?
Oh, yes, I work.
How about your husband? What does he do, Mrs. Sturdley?
He's a plumber back in Omaha.
A plumber? Plumber Sturdley? We'll give him a little plug back there in Omaha.
Would you?
Sure. Does he have his own place out there?
Well, yes, but he just gave it up. He's taking on some new work now. He's a jockey down here at Santa Anita.
Oh, he's riding horse. How old is your husband?
96.
96 years old. I think that's wonderful. Do you have any hobbies, any particular interests that you like?
Well, I like to work out with the circus people whenever I get a chance.
Haven't we had an unusual contestant today? You like trapeze work, do you?
Yes, I do.
Well, I think that is really most amazing. How did you get here this morning?
Walked all the way to see what you
all
look
the way
like
from
last
Omaha. That's great. Well, sir.
Yes.
Ladies, isn't she a wonderful guest, though? Yes, sir. Well, now,
I'm out here visiting my mother.
Well, your mother lives here?
She just came on out here a few weeks ago to start a career in movies.
Oh, I bet she's a grand old lady, too.
Yes, she is. Talented.
Yes. All right, now, how about taking a category off our big blackboard over
Number
there?
Number two, I believe.
The second one, we'd like to know three famous sandhogs who lived on which of the Thousand Islands?
Funny, I knew that. I read that somewhere.
Well, we can't give you... I'll give you a little bit of help. One of them's name was Fratmer...
Sturdley.
Fratmer Sturdley. Same name as you. That's one. That's great. Now, you've got to have one more. We want two out of three.
You going to finish your toast?
No, you can have it.
Joel,
do we have any more toast?
You bet. We'll send down for it if we don't, Larry.
All right.
We're in the money here.
You said it. Yes. Now, let's see if you can win yourself the grand prize.
I'm afraid I couldn't, Father.
Cyril?
Cyril, no. It means nothing. Cyril B. Smith.
Smith is right. Well, you just have to get it right. And you've come through for a list of wonderful prizes. Joel, come on over here and let's tell her what she's won. How do you feel, Mrs. Sturdley?
Oh, I feel just grand.
Thank you. Good, huh?
Well, first of all, you get a year's supply of nylon mandolin picks.
How's that?
That's the courtesy
of our music company here.
Also, you get cotton candy for every member of your family for a year. Panoramic picture of the Chicago stockyards in color. Square door knobs for every room in your home.
And, of course, putty for every window in your home. Oh, and you'll have 2.5 miles of steel wool delivered to your home in Omaha when you get back.
Oh.
No money, but a lot of wonderful prizes. How do you feel?
I feel just grand.
Well, thank you for coming up. What's the first thing you're going to do when you get back to Omaha, Mrs. Sturdley?
Get a haircut.
Thank you. We've had a lot of requests and inquiries from medical men around the country as to how they could commercialize their business, and could we help them out, they said.
You bet we can.
We have devised a commercial by which doctors may promote their business, and it might go like this. If you doctors would like to take it in shorthand, you can. The following portion of the Bob and Ray Show, we'll say, is brought to you by Dr. Lionel L. Sturdley.
Dr. Sturdley is a graduate of an accredited medical college.
He's passed all necessary local, state, and federal examinations to practice medicine.
He's friendly, courteous, and understanding. Above all, he's clean.
Drop in to Dr. Sturdley's office at the sign of the Blinking Caduceus.
Make yourself at home in his modern air-cooled office. Sit down, relax in his expensive leather-upholstered furniture.
Peruse his new and ancient magazines. Maybe you've forgotten what the 1931 Packard looked like.
On the walls, you'll see pictures of famous operations. Operations you never dreamed you'd see in natural color photographs.
Dr. Sturdley's file cabinet is open to your inspection. Open it and glance through your friend's case history.
Then meet the doctor. As he steps through the door, you'll be impressed with his cleanliness. His shoes and white ducks are immaculate. His hair neatly combed and in place.
And when you leave, ask about his easy 8-minute pay plan.
Remember, once you've been to Dr. Sturdley, you'll be crazy to go back.
Well, that's how it would be, doctors, and that's how it's going to be for today. We'll say goodbye until next time. This is Bob Elliott.
Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get worried.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly boy.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.